proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. Today we begin a new series on God's admonitions to people to fear not. What is fear? Whether real or perceived, fear constitutes the natural reaction of a person. Anyone who manifests fear implies that they're reluctant to deal or confront with the source of that fear. Fear can result from the presence of imminent danger. For example, Jacob feared his brother Esau, as recorded in Genesis chapter 32. Jacob knew that his brother hated him for having defrauded him in the matter of the birthright. When he heard that Esau was coming to meet him accompanied by 400 men, Jacob assumed the worst. He feared that Esau might kill him and his family members. But fear can also result from uncertainty over what the future might bring. Look at the Israelites in Exodus chapter 14. They stood on the shore of the Red Sea, dreading the approaching Egyptian forces sent to recapture them and re-enslave them. God spoke through Moses, telling them to, quote, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today," unquote. God evokes fear in those with whom he interacts. Jacob referred to God as, quote, "the fear of his father Isaac," unquote, as recorded in Genesis 31. After the parting of the Red Sea, Moses pronounced God as being, quote, "fearful in praises," unquote. The author of Hebrews chapter 10 observed that, quote, "it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God," unquote. Moses experienced fear as a result of his encounters with God. When he heard God speak from the midst of the burning bush, an incident noted in the third chapter of Genesis, of Exodus, quote, "Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God," unquote. He beheld the majesty of God on Mount Sinai, again in the book of Exodus. According to Hebrews chapter 12, Moses said, quote, "I exceedingly fear and quake," unquote. God employed the fear of him as a motivator for the Jewish nation, designed to keep them from transgressing against him. In the fourth chapter of Deuteronomy, Moses related how God had told him, quote, "I will make them," that is the Jewish people, "I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children," unquote. God reiterated this point in the 10th chapter of Deuteronomy, asking the Israelites, quote, "What doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul," unquote. Christians have a similar mandate from God. According to the first chapter of the first epistle of Peter, that writer advised his readers to, quote, "pass the time of your sojourning here in fear," unquote. Fear of who God is and fear of what God can do should stimulate believers to hear his words and to keep his commandments. However, fear in and of itself, fear does not derive from God. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul informed his protege that, quote, "God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind," unquote. Those who fear the Lord need not fear what man can do unto them, as Jesus Christ told his disciples. On several occasions throughout the Bible, God enjoined others to, quote, "fear not," unquote. He proved himself as a strong tower to whom people can flee for refuge in time of danger. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.